Wellness begins where play, pleasure, and the parasympathetic meet. You were born to be you, and you were born to be well. Your body is always trying to find its way back to health. Now, here's the host of Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome. You are listening to Your Healing Playground with me, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, on the Inspired Choices Network. I am Dr. Tina, and today we are going to talk about root cause education, which maybe for some of you, education and root canal is what comes to mind. Last episode, we talked about healing, and education and healing to me go together. The word doctor even means teacher, but most people don't realize that. Doctor also means to doctor up. And so I kind of laugh because doctoring nowadays is often not about teaching. We've doctored up our Western medical system into a power and submissive role instead of a teacher role. And the education system also has perhaps morphed, right, from into this hierarchical system. And we're going to talk today about how we can get back to basics of education. Because education is life. Life is education. It's all about staying present to growing and learning and to keep doing that all through your life. But somehow we get pulled away from that. And I think part of it is we get turned off to education. Now, I didn't. I was a good student, so I got turned on to education. I loved education. But boy, there were kids in my class, you know, they did not want to sit in their seats. They wanted to be outside and playing. They didn't do well at book learning, right? But that doesn't mean they can't be educated. And our system caters to one kind of learning. And we need to change that, right? Life is about change. That's what I talk about all the time. Life is about transformation, evolution, and growth. Life is about turning on and rediscovering how to stay wondrous and excited about life. Life is staying childlike. It's how to remember yourself back to being curious and learning all the freaking time. But why don't we? Why do we get pulled away from that? Why do we start somehow adulting, right? And I think it stems from a question that we get asked, you know, when we're really little. And we get asked it over and over and over again. What do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want to be when you grow up? First of all, that's not even it's the wrong question, because what they're asking you, what grandma and auntie and mom and dad are asking you and the teachers, they're really asking you, what do you want to do when you grow up? Now, if they really asked, what do you want to be when you grow up? Well, and then we could chat about how we want to be. And we're going to talk about that today. But, you know, they really mean the answer they want is, what do you want to do when you grow up? And I just hate that question. And let me start by, let's go to the end of the question. What do you want to be or do when you grow up? I don't want to grow up. Growing up means I'm dying. It means I'm dead. Life, we never grow up. Once we grow up, we lose our curiosity. We lose our wonder for life. We stop educating ourselves. We stop getting new mentors and new teachers. We stay with the same friend group. We never change. You know, year to year in school, they shuffle up the classes. You get new friends each year. You got to be careful, because last year, that kid you didn't like in the other classroom, now they're in your classroom. Are you going to become friends? Are they going to bully you? Are you going to bully them? So life is about, never burning your bridges, right? Because you never know who's going to be your friend next year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. And so, front and center, stop growing up. Adulting isn't an end game in itself. Life is not a destination. Life is a journey. Now, having said that, how you do one thing is sometimes how you do everything. So I was always about getting a good grade, getting to the end, learning that chapter, and getting to the next chapter. And I didn't always stop to savor what I learned. I didn't stop to reflect on what I learned. I was just on to the next thing, which in some ways is like really amazing because I am so enamored with life and I just want to keep growing, keep learning. Give me more, give me more, give me more, right? But at some point, I become a glutton, in a sense, for knowledge. And guess what? All I want to do is share that knowledge. Most people, they can't take it all in the way I can. And they certainly don't want to be fire hosed with all the freaking factoids and information that I have in my brain. And I used to go through life thinking my brain was my best feature. And I wanted to share everything I knew with everyone I met. People didn't really want to connect that way. I guess it's a sort of neurodivergent way of connecting. And it didn't serve me very well. It never serves me well when I come from my brain, my factoid knowledge. Now, with years and years and years behind me, I realize my greatest feature, it's not my brain. And neither, I would say, is the human species. Our brain is not our best feature. Our best feature is our heart. It's connection. Our strongest energetic signature comes from our heart. Our heart, love, bonding, sharing, belonging, accepting, empathy, sitting with other people. Opening up your heart, being vulnerable, showing your vulnerability. Now that's how we connect. And we can't learn if we're not connecting. Well, guess what? I think I talked about in the first or second episode, we can't heal if we're not connecting. So, this podcast is all about your personal journey to healing your personal life. And it's about healing through play, right? Play is about connecting. Are you connecting to yourself in play? And there's lots of ways to do that. Are you connecting to your friend in play? And there are lots of ways to do that. Are you connecting to the world at large, this amazing planet, and walking around it with wide-eyed curiosity about how this world works? Because let me tell you, that is play and that is education. So I invite you. How do you want to feel when you're an adult? That's the real question. How do you want to be you in this life? At all times. Adulting is about taking responsibility for your actions. Adulting is about accepting that you create your reality from the inside out. Yeah, you take it all in, but your reality is yours because you're taking it in through your senses, through your eyes, through your heart, through your sound, through your stories. And education, let me tell you, that's lifelong. And our education system, and not root cause education system, it's root canal education. It's painful for so, so many children. And it's so much harder to learn when you're focused on pain. But when you're focused on pleasure, oh my God, life is so exciting. And curiosity and empathy and just wonder at this amazing life you get to live. That's what we have when we're really young children. And that's how we have to focus our lives. So we can stay childlike, we can continue our education all through our lives so that we start to love learning and we remember that life is our teacher, life is our school, the classroom is just one way to learn. Just like the Western medical system is just one way to heal you. Because you get to heal you. You get to learn about this life that you want to live. It's not for the teacher to tell you what to do. It's not for your parents to tell you what to do. It's not for your siblings and your friends to tell you how to do your life. You were gifted this life because it's yours. And life is a gift. That's why they call it the present, right? Life is lived in the now, in this instant, right now. And so whatever your root cause education was, whether you loved it or you hated it, right now, you get to celebrate because you're alive and you get to redo your education the way you choose to do you. And you get to do life your way. And isn't that a gift from the universe to you? And so what do you want to be when you grow up? No. How do you want to feel every day, every moment of your life? That's what we need to be teaching children. How do you want to feel today, tomorrow, in 5 years, 10 years, in the future? So, my friends, let's take our first break. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. This is the Inspired Choices Network. When we return, we are going to discuss education and how it should be and how to change the questions that we ask children, not What do you want to do when you grow up? But how do you want to feel when you are an adult? We will be right back.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Remember, you are listening to Your Healing Playground with me, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. As your host, we are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we are talking all about education. And if you know all about me, you know that I'm about playing as we learn, as we work, as we grow. And so I invite you to continue playing with me. You can find me at play.womensreproduction.com. You can sign up for experiences that you can have with me outside of this podcast. I host complimentary master classes, and I have some planned retreats coming up. So connect with me through play.womensreproduction.com. Sign up for to be on my mailing list. Yep, a mailing list. So let's get back to talking more about education and our lovely system of education that we have right now. Prior to break, I really busted the question, what do you want to do when you grow up? Remember that growing up means you're dying, and most of us want to be living. Yes, we want to celebrate life every day. I really encourage people to wake up and see the sunlight, really get the sun in their eyes, and remember to practice gratitude when you wake up. I am alive to have another day. I listened to an amazing song this morning as I got ready for this podcast, and it was a song by Karen Drucker, Gratitude. Gratitude. So what do you want to do when you grow up? Oh my God, so silly. How can adults expect to teach the next generation about doing in a society that doesn't even exist yet? We will not be alive for the entire lifetime of our children, right? And their children's children and the children's children. Now, we did live years and years ago. Change was slow, and we lived in villages. And the tailor's kids became tailors, And the Taylors' grandkids became Taylors, and kids really didn't have as much choice. Life progressed slowly. There was minimal change. For how many years? We finally invented the wheel. We didn't use it very much. We had horses, we had plows, people had to farm and grow food. But now we live not even in the industrial age, but the age of information and the speed. Oh my God, the speed of information and the speed of change. Our brains can't even comprehend the logarithmic speed with which we are changing our world. Now, is it us doing the change or is the world just changing? Is this expected to happen based on quantum physics? Because the universe is always expanding. And when we hit a critical line in the sand, speed goes exponential instead of linear. I don't know. That's a question I have to ponder. That's a day for another podcast, right? But I do know that the idea that you're going to get your first job out of college and that's going to be your only job, not pretty typical anymore. Now, I'm a physician, and most physicians, let me tell you, it's such a long path to become a physician. You know, I had college and then 4 years of medical school and then 6 years of training. And then it's been 30 years of learning how to be a doctor. But I've never stopped learning how to be a doctor. It's something I'm always trying to master. It's a craft. Right? It's a craft to master. And for so many years, I felt I was failing at my craft. I was failing because other doctors in my profession seemed to be doing so many more in vitro fertilization cycles per year. And I was measuring my success based on someone else's definition of success. Even today, if you are a fertility physician, some of these programs, especially now that it has gotten very commercial and sometimes venture capital firms have bought these big practices, and they get bonuses for how many in vitro fertilization cycles get done. And there are scientists planning that from the 2 million cycles worldwide of in vitro fertilization cycles that are performed nowadays, that in very short order, in a few years, we're going to be doing 5 million cycles. And we need to really robotically, we need to change the lab so more of it is automated and robots are doing a lot of the work. Now, I'm all for advancing science, and I'm all for advancing how we can help women with infertility. That's all I've ever been trying to do. But I was always back to basics. Women shouldn't need my help getting pregnant. I'm going back to nature. Nature built us to reproduce. We should be able to reproduce without doctoring in the process. My kids, when they were young, they literally thought everyone had to go to the doctor to make a baby. Now, I didn't teach them about the birds and the bees when they were really young, so they knew everyone went to me to get pregnant. They thought it was normal. But it's anything but normal, right? But we've normalized it. And again, I'm all for not stigmatizing people who need fertility treatment. No, we should have it out in the open and not at all a problem. But the flip side is you're not supposed to need my help. So if my help can be in education, can I educate you How to be a healthier version of you. Can I play with you and remind you that you were given all the tools in your lovely body to reproduce? But you've lost faith in your body because we've lost faith in healing. We've lost faith in playing. We've lost faith in humanity. We're always trying to somehow do more. So let's get back to, what do you want to do when you grow up? No, how do you want to feel when you're an adult? It's not about doing, doing, doing. That's part of what we do as an adult. Yeah, it's great to have a career. It's great to do. It's great to master a craft. And that means I'm always a student because I'm always learning about how to master my craft and make it better, 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 right? So that means I have to learn how to help me learn. I'm never done learning. And let me tell you, my patients have been my biggest teachers. They have let life educate them. Some of them get schooled in education, some in like universities, and some of them get schooled in life. And they show up in my office teaching me that they have superpowers. They have survival instincts. It's not how many times life knocked them down, it's how many times they keep getting up. It's saying, I really want to be a parent. And so far, I haven't been able to do that. Dr. Why? And sometimes I have answers about their physical body, and sometimes I don't have answers. But together in connection, I remind them to trust that the universe loves them and they should love the universe and their life back. Because they are growing and learning and playing with their life. I'm trying to remind them to not just beat themselves up, to not feel like a failure in life because they haven't gotten pregnant. They're not failing at life. They are succeeding every single day. They wake up and say, this is not going to break me. This is a bump in the road. If I am a river and a rock gets in my way, I don't stop what I'm doing. Well, a piece of me hits the rock and bounces back and boomerangs back. But if I'm a river, I'm going to go over that rock. I'm going to go around that rock. I'm going to go under that rock. I'm going to flow with the river. And I invite us all, we are never failing at life if we wake up to do another day. We are educating ourselves at how to be better at doing and feeling during this life we are living. So how do you want to feel when you are an adult? And with that, we'll take our next break. You are listening to Your Healing Playground with myself, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, the doctor for the last 30 years. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network. When we return, we will discuss more about education and how do you want to feel when you are an educated adult. Let's take a break.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is your healing playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, everybody. I am Dr. Tina Coopersmith, host of Your Healing Playground on the Inspired Choices Network. If you are enjoying this show, please give us a 5-star review on iTunes. Search for Your Healing Playground. I will be so grateful, and I live for gratitude. And it'll assist us in helping get this information out to those who choose to listen to this stuff. Now, let's get back to healing, your healing playground, and talking about education and changing that word of what that question from what do you want to do when you grow up to how do you want to feel as an adult? Now, how do I like to feel? I like to feel gratitude. I like to feel inspired, and I really like to feel successful. It feels so much better in my body when things are running smoothly. We talked before break about the river hitting the rock, and the river just keeps flowing. And you know, as the river keeps flowing, it's changing the actual reality it's living in, right? The river made the Grand Canyon. How amazing is that? Lava out of a volcano, I saw it in Hawaii, it spewed out just a few years ago and made new earth. We think the earth and the map is static, but it's not. There was this, I was on the Big Island of Hawaii and I was taken to a lava cave and these lava beaches. And there was a developer who was going to build a big hotel at one part of the island, which was away from Kona, towards Hilo, which is a much less developed part of the island. And there were all these plans for this developer to, you know, build more modern day, modern stuff. Well, the volcano was having none of that. And the volcano erupted, spewed lava all over the place and made new beaches, closed off the entryway where the developer was going to start to build, kept the parking lot and made a whole new beach for people to enjoy. And so I laughed when I saw that because Mother Nature is always playing with we humans, right? Sometimes I think when I was a kid, I got ant farms. You know, you could buy an ant farm And you put the ants come frozen, freeze-dried and frozen in the mail. How abusive is that, what we're doing to ants? And then you put them in this ant farm and you watch them grow and they grow tunnels and this and that. And you know, your children is playing with it and they shake it up and they may knock it over because children sometimes are a little bit clumsy, or they are like Sid in Toy Story, you know, they want to shake things up and see what's going to happen. That's curiosity, right? And a lot of times I think that's what the universe is doing to us peons. Let's give humans an earthquake and see what they do. Let's give them a tsunami. Let's make them hate each other so they go to war and figure out what they're why the hell they're killing each other. They're fighting over nation states, borders that don't exist. They're man-made. We are one planet, one species, and we separate by states, by cities, by colors, by red and blue in this country. It's like color war in summer camp, except in summer camp, we knew color war was 4 days. We still shared a bunk with our enemies because the bunk got divided in half, and that after the 4 days, we were going to be one bunk again. And so it was friendly competition as opposed to true war, right? And the fallout was just, there wasn't any. It was fun. But I digress because I wanted this segment to be about success and failure. What is success? What is failure? What is pleasure? What is play? Both of those are a state of mind. And opposites are like a magnet that has two charges at the end. And you know, you can't have tall without short. You can't have good without bad. You can't have pleasure without pain. You can't have success without failure. So they actually have to come in comparison. Kind of like sun and moon and water and earth. Like you can't have one without the other. And so, really, they occupy the same place in the brain. And actual functional MRIs have taught us that pleasure and pain light up a place in the brain called the nucleus accumbens, the same place. And so, sensation is just sensation. And it's how we interpret that sensation in this brain that we think is truth. But the brain is not truth, the brain is story. Stories can be revised, stories can be edited. Have you ever read the book The Firm? Great read, horrible ending. Sorry, John Grisham, but I didn't like your ending. And then they made a movie of The Firm. Same story, different ending. Oh my God, they fixed the ending. It was so much better. Well, that's the same with success and failure, pleasure, play, good and bad. It's about the story we tell ourselves. So let me tell you a story of this weekend. And let me tell you, it was so funny when I was going through it because as I was experiencing it, it was torture. And then I turned it into play and was laughing, going, you know, this is just going to be a story for the podcast. So everything in life now is a story to share because I'm a storyteller at heart. So, my friend took me axe throwing. I've never been axe throwing. I don't think I've really ever tried to chop down wood. I'm a sort of a suburban girl. I'm not a city girl. I'm not a rural girl. I went to summer camp and we went in the forest to get fire for campfires, but I didn't really. I mean, we must have used something to get bigger branches, but I think we mostly got branches that had fallen off the trees, right? We weren't cutting down trees. Anyway, let's go back to axe throwing. I'm in this room of people, and we're throwing axes, and you're aiming for a target. And it was funny because one person got up. He said, you know, I did this once before and I was horrible at it. but I'm going to try it again. And within a few strokes and a little bit of direction, he mastered it. Everybody else was able to master the art of throwing the axe and hitting the target. Not me. I hit it, I think, two or three times in the hour and a half, but it was not masterfully done. And I had no idea what I did to reproduce. I was failing. And boy, was I getting mad. I don't like to fail. I don't like to not have control over my body. I don't like to feel embarrassed that I can't do things. I'm always, no, not always. In general, I can master things. Things come easy to me. Or so was the story in my head. And not this. And the more angry I got, the worse I got. The woman who was our guide in the room came in to help me in particular. She saw my frustration. And let me tell you, she was an amazing teacher. And she brought in new things, these flying discs that we could throw. And everybody was having so much fun with the flying discs. I couldn't get those to go either. And another guy had been axe throwing his whole life, and he was amazing. And he was giving me tips in such beautiful ways. These people were teaching me to take instruction and not throw it by the wayside. And this one gentleman was reminding me that getting angry was not going to get me where I wanted to go. And he got me to breathe. He got me to slow down. He got me to get out of frustration mode. He invited me back into play. Didn't help with the axe throwing, but it helped with my emotions and my acceptance and my invitation that this was play. And I was still having a good time. I loved the hour and a half, even though I was failing. And my friend who took me was supportive and compassionate, empathetic. No one in that room, these were friends of friends, no one was judging me. I was judging myself. I was critiquing myself. I was telling myself that I was failing. But I was also having fun. And therefore, it was a successful hour and a half of my life. And more important than that, because I did so poorly, when I was done, I spent some time in the rage room, getting out all my frustration and rage and breaking things and using a sledgehammer and really working on my inner child, that thought I was failing. No, I was succeeding. I was playing at life. I was celebrating life. I was having fun, and I was accepting I'm not always good at everything. And the thing that makes me a success at life, there's so many things in my life I wasn't successful at when I started. But I keep coming back. I don't give up at life. I'm going to go back to an axe room again. I'm not going to say, oh, one and done, and I'll never do it again. I'm going to keep playing, and I'm going to play in rage rooms, and I'm going to play at axe throwing, and I'm going to have my own rage party. I've been collecting items for years to invite friends over to get rid of our anger and our frustration, because we are not failures at life. We are success in life. If all we do is get up out of bed, and maybe we make that bed, we are succeeding in this game of life. And guess what? This is a game to play. It is not a school that you are failing in. So let us go to break. You, again, are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. We are playing at learning how to feel as an adult, the same as we felt as a child. So let's take a break and listen.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
Welcome back.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network. Yes, we are. Are you inspired? Are you living a life of choice? Are you making your own network of friends and connections and life? I sure hope you are. Next week, we're going to go back to the playground, but right now we're going to go back to school. Yes, because we're doing an episode about education. And how do you want to feel when you become an adult? Yes, not what do you want to do when you grow up? I hope you've learned, do not grow up. We never should grow up. Yes, I'm Peter Pan and Tinkerbell in one. That is who I am. I love that song. I did a triathlon not too long ago. And I had just seen Peter Pan on Broadway, well, at the Amundsen Theater or Pantages, whatever, in LA. And let me tell you, I don't want to grow up. I don't want to go to school just to learn to be a parrot, just to learn to be a parrot and recite the golden rule. Sorry you had to hear me sing. I can't really carry a tune, but I love to sing. So am I a success or a failure? It's up to you. I'm a success because I'm going to do me and I'm going to sing in private, well, maybe in public to whoever's listening, but we're going to talk about not growing up, right? Success, failure, it's all about the story you tell yourself. What is education anyway, right? The education system we've been conditioned to believe is how to educate somebody is about reciting facts. Regurgitating factoids, things that we are told are truths. We get taught something and we have to take a test and regurgitate back the factoids. Memorize those facts. We learn history. Are we really learning the story, the complete story? Or is history the story that was his to tell? Can we take that same story and write her story? Can we take that same story and write the other person's story? What if a history class, we were given some facts And you got to be creative and rewrite that story from the different vantage points of all the people in the story. But that's not our educational system yet. It's getting there. I hope we become that. Because what you focus on, you become. So if I spend days focusing on life, I become life and I realize I am living life the way I want to be, do my life. If I focus on love and I empty my brain of everything but love, I am love. And if I choose to focus on me, I become more of the real me. And I'm going to talk to that in just a second. But if I focus on the other and I really empty out my mind and focus, what is another? What is another? What is another? I start to really realize I am another. Now, if I am another, that means I am you and you are me. And separation is an illusion. I am the trees. I am the plants. I am the animals, the grass, the sky, the earth. I am you and you are me, human to human. And all of a sudden, the me that I am becomes the you that you are, and the story begins to change. Yes, stories change. And so, education, when we are reciting other people's stories, is an understanding. And we have amazing brains. And as human, it is a superpower where we pass down education from one generation to the next. And that is a superpower. But every superpower is our Achilles heel because we are not our minds. We are not separate from this universe. I am one with you, and you are one with me. I am life. I am love. I am energy. I am matter. And I can have a direct knowing to truth. That is overstanding. That is a download that I get that is a personal download from deep within. Understanding is regurgitating people. Facts from others. Overstanding is a deeper truth. I am divine because I am born in the image of the divine. The divine is this universe. This universe is air, water, carbon, and silica, and fire. And I am one with the river. And the water cycle. I am one with the ground that I live upon. I am one with the water that is 67% of my body. I am water. I am air. I am one with the air that I breathe. I think I repeated water twice. Well, I'm two-thirds water. I can repeat it twice. And I am the fiery me that is that volcano deep in the earth and the lightning and the big bang that created me. The lightning in the sky, the volcano of Earth, and the big bang that created me and that created this entire universe. So your reality is from within. Please educate yourselves to that. You make your reality from the inside out. Change your story, change your life. It is yours to change, it is yours to rock and to roll. You are life. You are you. You are me. You are the entire universe in human form. And when you come back, you might be an ant in that ant form. So be careful how you live your life because you don't know when it's over. Today is a gift. I gift you. Oh, and it's Memorial Day. So can you hold in your heart the memory of all those who have fallen? In service to nation states that don't exist. And I hope they are being remembered, being celebrated. And can we end war and love life? Because that's all.
If you felt something move today, a molecule, a mindset,
thank you for listening.
That's healing. Your body listens to your stories, your thoughts, your breath. So speak to yourself with kindness, play with curiosity, and let your nervous system know it's safe to rest. Dr. Tina returns Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Remember, pleasure is a practice and play is your medicine.